Bruce's wrinkled like a walnut and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia, and this is an eclectic music program that runs for the next hour. I got my schedules mixed up and announced on Twitter that I would have live special guests this week. That is, in fact, next week, but I will play a sample of the group that's going to be here because I'm really, really, really excited about it, which is part of why I kind of jumped the gun on it. But no, this week we just have a really good lineup of like super fun, chill, like a neat. We're just going to take a neat little journey from super awesome rock to like super awesome electro girl music and, you know, a little bit of everything in between in our travels through sonic space. So I'm going to start off the show with a group that the Georgia Strait called Ween Doing the Beatles and British Invasion flavored bubblegum. They also said sort of psychedelia light with carnivalesque pop. All of those things are just like super, super good way to make me interested. And it's a Vancouver, I think, group called The Psychic Alliance. They've got a new album called Evil Against Evil, and this is a song off of it called Nice People.
The world is full of nice people, kind people, doing lots of things behind your back. Yeah, the world is full of lovely people, beautiful people, building little castles in their heads. And every single one of them wants you dead. You are only dead beneath their feet. You are only dead beneath their feet. One more little victim of their flashlight fantasy. Let's try to punch that clock on the beat.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was American Lips, which is a side project of one of the members from Death from Above 1979. That was a song, song called Heatwave off of Kiss the Void. Before that, a song called Broken Raft, Bobby Says, by The Intelligence Service off of Transgressors, and Nice People by the Psychic Alliance off of Evil Against Evil. So next week, I'm going to be having some special guests on the show. They are not just going to be doing an interview, but they're actually going to be doing a live set, which I'm really excited about. This is a band called Peach Pit, and they've been around for a little bit. They just released a new album, like, yesterday, a couple of days ago. It was on Friday. The album's called Being So Normal. So they're going on tour, and they're doing the press circuit. And I gave them a listen and kind of really fell immediately in love with their music video for one of the tracks, which is called "Drop the Guillotine." So that's the song I'm going to play. Not only is their sound just really fun and exactly the kind of, like, they describe it as chewed bubblegum pop rock, which is sort of perfect, actually. And I really love when bands, when you're able to really use creative, you know, names like that to describe your sound. It's a really, really great album so far, and I'm looking forward to speaking with the guys. So if you like this, definitely, definitely tune in next week. I'm going to throw that on, then Silver Velvet by the Courtneys and a track by the Overcoats. Please enjoy.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender nonconforming, non-binary, and gender fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Hello everyone. Is school stressing and is campus safety concerning you? Join UBC Tai Chi Club to de-stress and learn self-defense. Simply search UBC Tai Chi Club on Facebook to receive notifications about our lessons. See you there.
The party's over. myself and everyone around me. But oh God, I have never felt alive like this. Staring at my face in the mirror, are you coming back to me? Are you coming back to me? Staring at my face in the mirror, are you coming back to me? Are you coming back to me? Staring at my face in the mirror, are you coming back to me? Are you coming back? I've been changing faster than the weather. You're the only one who'd say a thing. But you've been keeping your eyes to yourself. So don't lie to me.
That was called Kai's Song. It's by Overcoats off of their album Young. Before that, the Courtneys with Silver Velvet from The Courtneys 2, and Peach Pit with Drop the Guillotine off of Being So Normal. And Peach Pit will be here on my show to play a set and hang out next week on the 26th. If you noticed on Friday that the world seemed a little more ethereal, a little more sad but yet elegant, just a little more imbued with ennui, you were not alone. And the reason for that is because Emily Haynes and the Soft Skeleton dropped an album for the first time in years. Literally, the last thing that they released was 2007. Yep, it's been 10 years. It's been 10 years since their last EP. They're the full album. Their first full album was in 2006. Emily Haynes is the front woman of Metric, which is sort of one of Canada's premier indie bands. They're sort of indie mainstream. And so as the front woman of Metric, she really occupies a very specific sort of role in terms of being, you know, somewhat Riot Girl, somewhat like electro punk princess. They've definitely moved toward, you know, their sound has evolved over time, but it's very much a rock band. But when Emily Haynes is part of the Soft Skeleton, which is sort of her solo career, she's a very, very different type of musician. And her first album was just imbued with grief and loss, and just stunningly beautiful. And I think she was processing quite a lot of stuff. This new album is called Choir of the Mind. It's phenomenal, and it is, from what I read, focused more on like femininity, which is very interesting. And yeah, it's not as much of a howl of grief as it is more a, you know, an examination of the world in the way that any artist does anything, but from that very specific perspective. And I'm really enjoying it a lot, so I wanted to play a track from it called Wounded. It is definitely not the last that you'll be hearing of her album on this show. And I've got a little bit, you know, I mean, if I'm going to play something ethereal and wispy and a little bit sad and a little bit out there, I am going to follow it up with a track from Planetarium, which is the concept album by James McAllister, Bryce Dessner, Sufjan Stevens, and Nico Muhly. So yeah, that will be a track called Saturn.
That's what we all say. of children, a cannibal addiction, innocent victim, bite mark, body part. When in secret, each week we met, tell me I'm evil, a Capricorn creature, a chemical addiction, first incision. Take this body bloodshot for you. Tell me I'm evil. Invisible people. Continual affection for my action. Vampire creature.
I don't know how it happened. Was it always this way? And I just couldn't see it. Heart burning hot enough for the both of us. I never realized how much you were holding back. All the times I felt so plugged in. You were tuning up. I made a channel.
Control. Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That the last song that you heard was called Machinist. It is by Japanese Breakfast off of her album Soft Sounds from Another Planet. Before that, Sufjan Stevens and a whole bunch of other really, really talented people, they got together and made a weird, awesome, like laser light show live project called Planetarium, and that was a track from it called Saturn. And then Emily Haynes and the Soft Skeleton with Wounded off of the absolutely stunningly beautiful Choir of the Mind. With Emily Haynes and with Planetarium and Japanese Breakfast, it's a nice little segue transition movement into a trio of really chill electronic-ish lady-driven bands. So I'm going to play a little Goldfrapp, a little Sylvan Esso, and then a track from the new Always album, which all of my friends really, really adore, and I am sinking into slowly. I am enjoying it. It's a little hard to focus on things because I'm having yet another phase of, oh my god, I adore Tegan and Sarah. So it's hard to focus on anything but that. However, what I have heard so far of Always has been really, really good. But first, System Magic by Goldfrapp off of Silver Eye.
Silver eyes. like it was there. But with that, all the fighting, no ruining the end. Just you and me, and with the beat, we build back what we broke back then. It's reverse collision.
Tonight.
That was All Vays with Dreams Tonight off of the new album Antisocialites, which also dropped just this past Friday. Before that, Sylvan Esso with Just Dancing off of their album What Now, and Goldfrapp with System Magic from Silver Eye. I have time for one more song, and it's perfect. We are perfectly on time. So I don't know if it's just a Spotify thing or if it's like a trend that's taking off, but I am noticing a little bit that groups will like release a whole album and I'll like that album, and then they'll release like a couple of extra tracks. And I know that I'm just describing bonus tracks, but they're not advertised as such. They are, at least on Spotify, just kind of advertised as part of the album the whole time. And I'm not sure exactly what it is, but for whatever reason, Group Love released a track called Remember That Night, which apparently belongs right at the tail end. No, it's right at the start of their 2016 album, Big Mess. And that album was my top album of 2016. It was my favorite. It was the one that I listened to the most, and it was the one that really I needed back then. So, of course, I listened to it, and it's really good. The song is fantastic, phenomenal. I adore it. I love it just as much as I love the rest of the album, even though I kind of wish that it had been released when the album was released. But for whatever, you know, however it ended up in our ears, I'm grateful. So, yeah, I'm going to finish off this show with Remember That Night by Group Love. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please stay tuned for more awesome campus content. And be sure to tune in next week because Peach Pit will be coming by to play some tunes and hang out. Thanks very much for listening to Particles and Waves.
You remember that night when I hit a red light and you pulled up next to me? We were two young cats feeling under attack just to making out in the street. Yeah, it felt so right, just you and I. This is something out of a dream. Since you've been gone, to know what I've done. You're just something like a memory. Am I stupid or do I want you? Feeling under attack, just a making out in the street. Yeah, it feels so right, just you and I.